Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss what happens to the cartilage at Claire's, Corey's scientific study of circumcision, and we break down Drag Race's lip sync redemption gauntlet. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello. Good morning. Not that. Not. Is that it? So, okay. First of all, let's just dive right in.
I mean, that's me practicing my
hoo-has.
My who's and my ha's.
Honey, I don't want to see your hoo-ha.
Oh.
So I'm dog sitting for a friend.
Oh, she's diving right in. She's getting right there. What's the dog's name?
Jack. This is very topical because I I was stoned at their house watching the dog the other night, and I was watching TikToks, and there was one about like a breathing meditation, and it was very similar to that. And I started doing it on the couch for like a minute, and then the dog ran over and like thought that I was dying because of the way that I was breathing. And I thought, animals are so kind.
Well, did the dog do something to make you think that it's kind, or did it just look at you?
No, it ran over and he like tried to put his paws up on me, and he was all like, ma'am, are you well?
It tried to put its paws up.
It said yes.
Come on, little monster.
It took its shirt off, twisted around its head like a helicopter.
What? What?
You're not familiar with that Gaga song?
No.
Fake fan.
I actually must be a fake fan.
No, I think that's Chingy.
I think, dogs are like that where they don't want you to die. Cats, on the other hand, wait for you to die. And I hear they'll
eat your cheeks.
No, that's pigs.
No, dogs, cats will eat your cheeks.
If you lay down on the ground, a pig will eat your face. Did you know that? Yes, Ricky Dillon. Well,
pigs love cartilage.
Get in line, honey.
Where are we going?
I was just thinking about cartilage. Hey, what do they do with all the cartilage that they cut out of ears at Claire's? Do they throw it in the garbage or what's the
tea? They don't scoop it out.
I don't know. Listen.
It's not like a whole paper punch where there's like the little.
That's what I was imagining. What's a ear cut thing? What are those called? Ear piercing.
Piercing?
What do they do with all the piercing, the cartilage that they scoop out?
They don't. Oh my God. Imagine if when you got your ears pierced, it was like when you hole punched a paper.
Okay. Well, then gauges.
That's just stretching out your earlobe, hun.
Oh, well, I think if you start a gauge, doesn't it need to start somewhere?
So if I stabbed you in the stomach with a knife, did I just punch a hole in the circle? Did I punch a circle in your stomach?
I actually don't know the science on that one. Yeah. I do think cartilage.
Bodies are weird.
Bodies are weird. Anyway, so who's cleaning up all the cartilage of Claire's?
I think Claire.
Someone's got to do it.
The Claire.
It's a dirty job, but Claire gets it done.
God, what would you do with all those cartilage circles?
I think make a cute look.
A look?
It's kind of like the body's answer to glitter.
I'd play a very small game of Pogs.
Sure. I don't know if they're quite stackable.
Of course they are.
The reason Pogs work is because they're so slim. Thin, thin, thin.
How thick are your ears, baby?
Thick, thick, thick.
So thick. It's all, are you detached or unattached earlobes, and how thick are they?
I'm undetached.
And down with the thickness.
And down with the thickness. You know what I'm saying with that. These are uncut earlobes.
Oh, wow.
Just like God made them.
I saw a Twitter poll that I sent to all of my friends the other day that said, men, let's hear your answers. And it was four options. And it said, which are you?
I saw it and I voted.
Oh, did I send it to you?
You must have sent it to me, but I did vote.
It said what? Cut and happy, uncut and happy, cut and unhappy, or uncut and unhappy.
It's not just like unhappy about anything. It's unhappy specifically because of the cutness or the uncutness or the cut to the feeling.
Yes. It's not like, are you having a good day and are you
I'm
cut?
Uncut and I'm sad.
Yeah, but tomorrow I could be cut and happy.
Well, if you play your cards right, if you go to Claire's.
I just thought, though, when I saw that poll, I thought.
When I saw that poll, I thought he looks uncut and happy.
I thought, who's voting uncut and unhappy?
Go to Claire's.
If you can save up to buy a car, you can save up to go to Claire's.
Hole punch it out.
Yes. That would be like an onion ring instead of a pog.
Oof. Oof. They call that a slammer. I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So anyway, did you vote in the poll and were you surprised by the results?
Well, the funny thing is, when I saw that poll, you
quickly,
know me, I was
tell
just...
me the funny thing. Quickly. Quickly.
When I sent it in a group thread, everybody thought I was sending it because apparently the last line of the Twitter poll was like, and fellas, don't be afraid to show me. And truly, I did not scroll and look. I was literally just more curious about the results.
She's a scientific method queen.
I thought, if I'm looking for dick, I'm not going to Twitter.
Baby.
Am I in the wrong?
I am not browsing the replies to a Twitter poll to try to find something to enjoy. Right.
I'm much more curious about where the fellas fall.
Well, and what were the results? Everyone's unhappy?
A lot of people seemed cut and unhappy.
Well... welcome to Claire's.
Welcome to Claire's.
When was the last time you went in a Claire's?
Never.
When was the last time you had an eclair?
Sweet. Someone who? Oh, I don't even know what an eclair is.
It's some type of donut.
Oh, is it?
Yes, an eclair? Hinckley's Donuts?
I don't get... I get one or two donuts. That's it. I pick from one or two. I don't want cream stuffed. I don't want filled. I don't want jelly. I don't want powdered. I know I'm boring when it comes to donuts. I want a plain cake donut. Sometimes I'll get a little chocolate on it. Sometimes if I'm freaky, I'll get a little sprinkle on it. But I ain't having no fucking eclair. I don't want a Long John. I don't want no jelly.
Okay. Have you
it's
ever
like,
had...
who wants to bite into a donut and just have custard everywhere?
Oh, you're still going. Okay.
Oh, you didn't know.
Did you ever have a fo-nut?
What's that? Oh, is that the fucking croissant donut thing?
I don't know if it's a croissant.
We for sure talked about this.
I know. But we were this close last night to ordering fo-nuts, and it was like 4:58 p.m. And it was like, well, they close in 2 minutes and they're only open 4 days a week. So fuck it.
I thought you were going to say 4:58 a.m. And I thought, oh, baby.
Oh, no.
She had a Sunday fun day.
I did not. I had a very
all I want on a Sunday is a Sunday.
I had a very nothing weekend. I did nothing.
Ice cream Sunday.
I've passed over that.
I wish you would.
I played Fortnite all weekend, not on stream.
Bro, we could have played together. The house I'm house sitting has Ariana Fortnite.
The house down?
Yeah.
Boots?
They, yes.
No.
I could show up as an Ariana or as a chicken, I think.
I would love if you did because, bitch, I was playing all weekend. I was really just thriving and living and learning how to build.
Should I buy outfits since their credit card is linked? And then and then pretend it was like when you were in sixth grade and bought online video games from your stepmom's credit card.
I committed credit card fraud for the small amount of $9.95 a month. And let me tell you, it was not worth the felony.
Yeah, they took the keyboard, huh?
They did. They took my keyboard, they took my mouse, and what am I left with? What was I left with?
A mouse pad.
A mouse pad. And and country boys make do.
Who the fuck is a country boy?
You never seen that meme of it's...
Are you... Oh, God. Is this going to take you back to country girl? I love you.
No, it's a guy walking out of a cornfield and a stalk of corn is
missing in his pants?
Seems to have been used. And the guy is walking away and it says...
Used how?
Country boys make do. Well, the original was Country Girls Make Do, and it's like dripping in like lady juices or something. I don't know. But then, you know, a guy walking out of the cornfield and it's like, I'll just send it to you. I'll just send
Bitch,
it to you.
Country I'm going
boys
to.
Boys make do. Country boys make do.
I am going home to Michigan this week. So maybe I'll country corn make do.
City guys buy vibrators. Country boys make do. God.
So is the joke they put the corn up their butt?
Open the image I sent to you.
Oh, wait. No. Yes. Why is it dripping?
Well, because country boys make do.
Why does he have a lower back tattoo?
He doesn't, does he?
Yes, he does.
Where? No, baby, that's a flannel.
Right
he does
above
have
it.
A little lower back. That's it.
Put your LASIK to use.
I've been trying. I've been looking around.
And?
So I didn't really go outside this weekend, and I forgot how HD it all is. I was I was just staring at my TV all weekend, and then I went outside, and I was like, hoo-wee.
You're really going to ruin your new eyes. Is that why parents are all... Wait, did people used to tell us we would hurt our eyes on video games?
I don't care what people used to say. Fuck them. They don't know shit. They didn't know shit then. They still don't know shit.
T.
That's how I feel. Anybody that's trying to tell you how to live your life, girl, they don't know shit. Country boys make do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you listen to the new Lorde album?
No. I'm not really a Lorde fanatic. I'm not going to lie to you.
Listen, I like Lorde. I liked her last album quite a bit. I thought it was great. I thought it had a lot of good songs. I didn't even know Lorde had an album come out until it was like 7 p.m. on Friday. And I thought, well, that can't be good. Why have I not seen anybody talking about it?
Well,
or were the gays too busy posting about that storm at Fire Island?
Girl, I'm over it. But I think the girl, I think the girls were all a little bit like, ooh, no, she seems happy now. And like, it's not quite the same
happy.
Quite the same type of music.
All of the ones
when your fave goes to therapy or something.
Well,
is the impression I got from people online is that like
is this
it's more upbeat
or is this her witness era?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to it yet. I did tell my Google to play it on shuffle in the kitchen, and it only played Solar Power once and then stopped playing the album. So I thought, you know what? I leave it up to God on that one. God saved me, or maybe God spared me. I don't know what the deal is. But
listen, well, I made it through the weekend without listening, but I have shit to get done today. So I'll put it on when I'm driving around town, when I'm doing laundry, stuff like that.
I imagine it will trickle. The best songs will trickle down to me like they always do. Country boys always do. I still have up my Google image search for Country Boys Make Do, and one of the images is City Boys Use Fleshlights, Southern Boys Make Do, and it's a can of baked beans.
Bush's baked beans?
Bush's, yes, Bush's.
What's that dog's name? I'm usually so good at it.
Kyle. Chuck. I'm trying to remember.
Kyle. Oh, God. Wow. It must be too early in the morning for me to recall.
So Duke.
His name's Duke.
Is it Duke?
Yeah, I didn't even look. I remembered. Good job, Brady.
Duke.
Lazo.
Country
Duke
boys make Duke?
Duke, yes. What,
so, okay,
what else
so
do you
are
think?
You caught up on Drag Race?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you what else do you think country boys make do with?
They make do with a lip stink assassin.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, we have... Okay, this is going to be spoiler central. So if you are not caught up on All Stars 7 or whatever, you are... Is it 7?
6.
6.
4. Tyler, a real fan. 6.
I'm watching... Oh, I just watched season 7.
6.
Which season is Bianca?
I don't know.
Well,
5,
I just finished
6,
that season.
7.
Well, I'm all caught up on All Stars.
So you watched the lip sync battle.
So I watched
the
lip sync royale.
It was what we were all waiting for. It's what we've been teased all season.
I saw your polls on your Instagram story.
Yeah, honey,
I voted
in
all of them.
Good. I voted. I gave it a couple of days to let people watch their episodes. There was a lip sync like losers bracket toilet bowl where it was like head to head 7 or 8 lip syncs. I thought it was great. I don't know. It was interesting to see that they had been filmed the like week that the people were eliminated. If you didn't notice, like there were different judges. I did too, but I don't know. I still think I wish it would have come at the end of like an Untucked episode instead of all at once.
I think it was a very fun episode to watch. From a viewer's perspective, this episode, I was very much enjoying the entire journey of it all.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think it would have been a fun addition to Untucked every week, or at least get us like amped up and hyped up.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it changes. I don't know. It makes it, I don't know. I think it changes it up, and it, like I said, in this instance, somebody did go on a winning streak, and I think it would have made that more fun to root for and more digestible if it had been like week by week.
I think I'm going to be honest. I kind of disagree. I think we would have been over it if it was like, if it had turned out how it's turning out right now in that one episode, I think we would have kind of been more sick of the same queen, whoever it would have been, winning over and over and over. We would have felt like, oh, this feels inevitable. But it's more exciting in one episode to see it all go down in one episode.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, it's like actually happening.
I don't know. I hope it's not one of the twists that they abandoned. I know, like, they try to make something new each time, but I really liked it. I thought it was very appropriate in an all-star season where they don't often get a chance to fight for their lives. I would like it to stick around.
There are certain queens where it's like, okay, you're a look queen. Okay, you're an acting queen. Okay, you're a comedy queen. But what happens in All Stars to a lip sync queen who never gets a chance to lip sync? And it's like, well, that
right.
Clearly there are queens that can make it all the way and should make it all the way based on, well, if it's All Stars, they should be able to do everything. But,
well, right. And I was thinking of what would have it been All Stars. Which one was Ginger on the first time? Two or three?
Two.
Like, she went home. She was one of the first few sent home. And it's like, you know, she would have for sure gone on a hot streak. Ginger's an incredible lip syncer. She has, I think she's won like almost every lip sync she's been in. So it's like, I just think about that instance and I'm like, yeah, it would have been great in those previous seasons to give some of these people who were the victim of an alliance.
Well, it's a learning curve.
More of a chance. Yeah.
So anyway, Serena.
Yeah. You want to go by who we liked and what?
Let's go each lip sync. So Jiggly versus Serena with Free Your Mind. I know you loved the music. I feel like all the choices were right for you.
I was really surprised. I liked pretty much every song that they did. I was like, thank you for saving some like great songs for this. It made it fun to watch. I was impressed by Serena. I don't remember like her lip sync from when she went home in her first season. Obviously, I know she lost because she was like eliminated pretty quickly. But I don't know. I was surprised. I do think Jiggly won personally. I think Serena fell into that trap of when they try to just do every trick that they've got instead of like choreographing tricks to the music, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So while I was impressed with her, it's just, yeah, I saw her sometimes when she was like bunny hopping down the runway and I was like, that's cool, but I don't know if it goes with what's happening in the music right now. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. I mean, I could have gone either way. I was like, neither of them are going to make it all the way through 8 lip syncs to come back onto the show. However, I did feel bad. Like Serena, what is this? Three times in a row now where like when fighting for her drag life, she doesn't make it through. It's a bummer. She never had any type of like redemption moment. But it is what it is, and Jiggly made it through. Then Girls Just Want to Have Fun versus Silky. Thoughts?
I was doing like my research and I was reading like Silky's tweets and stuff over the weekend. I was kind of like underwhelmed by this lip sync as a whole. It was tough. And then that's the one where Jiggly made the cocktail?
Yes. Or not Jiggly, Silky.
Silky made her cocktail. I didn't love that as the like gag moment because she had walked in and did that as her gag, like when she walked in the workroom on day one. So I just thought, I mean, I get it. The judges probably hadn't seen it, but we did. So I just was like, eh. I actually think I liked Jiggly's performance better. But I know among my friends, I was one of the few that said that.
Yeah, I mean, I was pleased with it. I could tell from here on out, it's like, okay, well, certainly this entire episode is going to be stunts. Like, it just is.
Did you think that right from the beginning?
Absolutely. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be just like a finale episode where people are like trying to have dead butterflies and shit. Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Then Silky versus Yara Sophia. Point of no return. Is this an expose? Is that what's her
Michelle head? Visage's
yeah,
band?
That's her, right?
I don't know. Probably.
I for some reason I'm kind of feeling like it is. All I can really remember is Yara Sophia scratching her pussy.
I loved that. Like air tank guitar is probably my new favorite version of air guitar.
I am not a fan of air guitar, however.
You know how many air guitars were played in this episode?
There was a lot of air guitars. There were a lot of real guitars. I was not opposed to it. I think every time it was utilized in this episode, I was like, this is kind of helpful and necessary to the lip sync.
You loved an air guitar.
Okay, so next up was Silky versus Yara Sophia with Point of No Return. I could have gone either way. Yara Sophia was so grating for me the entire season. So, like, I was like, I am not going to complain if you don't come back.
I liked Yara's. I liked the Taint air guitar. It was my favorite.
Yes.
It was my new favorite air guitar. I really thought she had it. And then that was the one where Silky poured water on herself.
So Silky's big reveal was she like took off her, the skirt portion of her dress, and it revealed like a shaky pant with like red shimmer. I don't know.
I loved those pants. I loved the way they moved when she was dancing.
And then, she had a water bottle that she completely poured all over her face, which felt a little okay. But like,
I preferred, I think, Yara in this one. I'm not going to lie. And I know that Yara was grating for some people this season, but I just thought, okay, here we are dumping water on ourselves.
Yeah. It was the point of no return. Then we have Scarlet Envy versus Silky. So this is going to be Silky's, third win if she gets it? And I was kind of thinking like, okay, well, it's either going to go, she's going to make it all the way because who's after Scarlet Envy? Jan, Pandora Box, Eureka, or it's got to end here. So it's got some like variety to the episode. I don't know. But they did Song for the Lonely by Cher. What were your thoughts?
I thought Scarlet looked incredible, but I do think Silky won the lip sync.
Yes. Scarlet looked beyond. Like in any other competition, that was a finale look. That was like,
oh yeah.
That was it. She looked stunning.
And I just think that Scarlet was doing a Cher performance instead of doing a Scarlet performance is how it felt. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I just haven't seen Scarlet perform a whole lot, but that was why I thought Silky did better, was because I felt like she made it her own. I felt like literally Scarlet was trying to do a Cher impression.
So each of these is kind of like the send off and last sentence, last statement for each queen for the season, and presumably like their last moment on any Drag Race season. Do you think Scarlet Envy came out of Drag Race All-Star 6 better or worse than she went into it?
Better. Like, and I was excited for her to come back, and none of the gays that I watched with were. And by the time she left, all of them said they were into her. Yeah. So I
would definitely go see her.
I thought it was like an upward trajectory for her for sure.
I think Serena had an upward trajectory.
Serena's like last look at that. Her look against Silk or against Jiggly was incredible.
Yeah, I very much wanted it. I feel bad anytime somebody has like their first out, and then you can tell that they thought this was going to be the chance for them. Like that sucks. I thought she did the best she could. Jiggly, yeah. I personally didn't think being on All-Star 6 was helpful for her, for me, because all it did was kind of like show that she doesn't put it all out there. Like she didn't put it all out there on the line. I don't think.
And her look against Serena was not the look for me. Wasn't great.
The next week was supposed to be Silky versus
Akiria.
Akiria decided not to come back. Which, you know what? I think is fine. It's not like she signed up to go through the mental ups and downs of getting eliminated, doing the exit interviews. Like, imagine the feeling of, I know me and you would, if we did all the exit interviews and then we got a chance to come back to something, I think we would.
Yeah,
but it is a roller coaster that, like, certainly she doesn't have to go do if she doesn't want to go do it.
I mean, that's exactly it. I was certainly disappointed when I saw that she wasn't going to do it, because I was like a huge Akiria fan from her first season. I was rooting for her on All-Star 6. I thought for sure she would be in the final four. I was a little disappointed. And then as the weekend went on, I thought, you know what? Like, take care of your own mental health. If it's too much for you, then don't do it.
And plus, it's kind of like everybody has a different idea of what they're coming back for the show for. And it seemed as if very genuinely that Akiria got what she came back to the show for. Like,
yeah,
the closure she wanted, she got. So I don't know if she necessarily needed to. But this is the moment I think that Silky really turned it the fuck around. What? For I think this, the audience changed their mind about Silky in this moment. The second,
let me tell you,
the second she said, "I still want to lip sync," I think.
Okay, well, that was already figured out.
No, it's not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay.
The second she said she wants to lip sync, I thought, "Oh, okay. Well, work." She's like, it showed to me that she had respect for the craft.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I did not eat up the Barbie girl performance the way other people did. I thought it was very one note. I thought, what a funny reveal. And then I thought, oh my God, is this still going on?
It was saved by the laying on the ground, humping back and forth for me.
It just
because the whole shtick was done the second it was done. And then I was kind of I felt the same way where I was like, okay, yeah. The reason it worked for me was because she was committed to it the entire time. And then
I'll give her that.
And then the end when she's like doing the sex simulation, or the moaning and the groaning from the different voices, where she's like on her back for the girl, on her front for the guy, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was great. That was stupid. It was drag. It was fun. And if anything, it was like subversive gender fuckery. Like that was, what else could you want?
Well, what I wanted was a Curia to perform.
Which was the tea. I do think when they started Barbie Girl, I was like ready for it. This is going to be terrible. Like, this is not a lip sync song. And then I think Silky made, what's it called where you make something good out of bad?
Lemon out of lemonade.
She really did. She did it. She did that with that. She did. She did.
All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Well, next was Jan.
Oh, Jan, she's our man.
I thought Jan was better. And you, Lord knows, y'all know I'm not a Jan stan. But
so I thought Jan.
I thought
had
Jan
it.
Was better.
I thought Jan absolutely had it. I thought Jan was fucking killing it, bringing it. She not only was like determined, but she like embodied the lip sync. She embodied the song. And for somebody like Jan, that's like kind of bubbly and the song didn't match who I imagined Jan to be. I was impressed that Jan fucking turned it the fuck out and not just brought the moves and the lip sync, but like the attitude and the everything about it.
I thought it was great. I thought like once Silky pulled out the guitar, I will admit, like I laughed and I thought that was funny and it was much more interesting to watch than Jan's air guitar. And so it's like, I felt like Jan was such in the lead of winning that. And then Silky saved it with the guitar, but it's just so tough. Like we don't get to see the whole performance. We see what they edit down. I'm sure that one was like a difficult call for the judges. But yeah. And that was the one on my, the poll I did on my Instagram was pretty split 50-50.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been happy with either of them winning that, but I think Silky obviously had the trajectory going for her. And now this like storyline of, oh, can Silky make it all the way? I think from a producer standpoint, that's more exciting than maybe what Jan could go do in the finale.
Yeah. What did you think of Silky and Pandora?
I didn't think of it.
I thought it was, I think Silky won this one for sure.
Yes.
I think Pandora, sometimes on this show, there's just a song that gets chosen that's much better fit for one queen than the other. And I feel like sometimes it happens and it's just like a snowball effect from there. I think Pandora did the best of what she could with it, but I just felt like it was so much, I don't know, Silky was just feeling it so much more in a like authentic way that I really enjoyed her performance. I thought Pandora did the best she could with a song from Ariana Grande that I hate. but yeah, I don't know. I thought for sure Silky won this one. I enjoyed watching her performance.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed that she came with so much stuff to this.
Well,
to
yeah,
the competition.
You know they have to. Well, and yeah, I was seeing online, she was saying she made a lot of this stuff like,
I think she tweeted that she made that guitar for the air guitar
like
moment.
A pizza box.
With a pizza box, yeah. And so like you can't, it's not like they gave them anything. It's not like she like asked for anything. However, wasn't the guitar, the pizza box guitar was out already, like set for her.
So was the flag for the Cher song. It was like off to stage, would it be left or right? Anyway, did she have a prop for this one or did she just feel it? I loved her look. I loved Silky's look for this one.
Yeah, I think she was saved by the look. I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah. If she didn't have this Ariana vibe,
it was perfect.
Look, it was perfect for the lip sync. But like, if she didn't have that, I think it would be a much closer call than. Because like, what else was the gimmick? I think Silky is showing us that she's got a gimmick and a shtick for every single thing.
Yeah.
Then.
The big final showdown,
S-U-B-G.
Eureka versus Silky.
S-U-B-G!
To my queen.
Not my favorite lip sync song of the night.
No. Who do you think won?
I kind of think Eureka won.
I do too.
But I would be pleased either way. I would be fine with it either way. I thought they both did a good job. If anything, this was like one huge commercial for Silky redemption. Good for her.
Yeah.
She earned it.
I mean,
she did
it. It's like, that's what she wanted after season 11. It's like she left, I think, what was that, the one she was on, 11?
I have no clue.
It's like, yeah, she said like people didn't really get her. Like, you know, fans didn't love her after her first thing. Like shows or like venues wouldn't book her. People just didn't love her. So if this was the moment that like, this was the episode that she needed for that redemption and to like get some fans and notoriety, then like, I am so happy for her. I don't want any of these queens to ever come off this show and be completely hated or unbookable or anything like that. So good for her. I think she really struggled with her like props on this last one. It seemed like she got stuck in that outfit for a moment. She was doing like it was like a tribute to her mom's like weight loss journey. I don't know. I do think Eureka won it. I didn't think either of them were like super great. I get that it was like emotional for Eureka. I loved this story that they said she like grabbed her mom's life alert necklace and was like wearing it and kind of felt her mom's energy during the performance. I thought that was like emotional and I'm glad she shared that story. I can't wait to see who's coming back.
Yeah. I mean, the Silky will book so many things now. And so, does she need to come back after this? Does she need to beat Eureka? No, she already won in that sense.
Right. And it's actually, I think, a better storyline if that's just her episode. I think if she comes back and the other, four girls, like, vote her right back out, that's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
So, you're probably right there. But yeah, I saw her like Instagram over the weekend. I saw she was like, it looked like she was performing. People were eating it up. Big Silk got the good milk and all that jazz.
Good for her.
Great. Awesome.
Great.
Cool.
Awesome. Cool.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
You know, not really.
Awesome. Great.
I'm liking All Star 6.
Cool. I meant in general. I meant about the podcast, baby.
Oh, no. I'm also, I just finished watching Bianca's season. So what is that? I think season six or seven.
Did you want Adore to win at the end? That's my only question.
I'm at the finale, so I don't know what happens, though I do know who wins.
Okay.
But I don't know what happens in the finale episode.
Do you know what happens.
Well, I spent the entire season, Hudson told me that Darian is in the finale. And so I
love Darian Lake.
Okay, well, let's all calm down. I spent the entire season thinking, who
I love Darian Lake.
Who is not making it in the, watching the penultimate episode, who is not going to make it if Darian Lake, she didn't make it into the finale.
She was fourth place.
Yes. But I was like, who is not going to make it? Now, I see. Darian Lake.
All right.
What was her rap? Dumping down the dirty street. To Malink.
Oh, listen, this is a Darian Lake stan account. Darian Lake for All Star 7. That's all I have to say.
It's a pass for me. It's a pass.
Hey, Tyler, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me running my Darian Lake fan account. Darian Great Lakes 6.
Cool.
On Twitter.
You can find me.
I didn't ask. Nope.
Making do in the cornfield.
Making do, D-E-W?
Of course. Mountain Dew.
Country boys make Mountain Dew.
I'm going to have to get a Mountain Dew.
You can find me sweeping up the cartilage at Claire's.
You can find me playing Pogs.
Okay. HBD.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Who are we saying HBD to?
You!
It's not my birthday.
Oh.
All right. I got to go. I got to leave. I got to wrap this up.
Okay. Bye. We'll see you all on the Discord later.
Later.